transcribed.
Presenting from Hollywood, by the magic of music.
Hello, this is Don Nelson.
And here's your host, Bob Osterberg.
Well, thanks to Walter Gross and the Foremost, and hi, everyone. Here we are in Hollywood once again for The Magic of Music, brought to you by the United States Marine Corps Reserve and Regular Recruiting Service. Our guest this week is a guy I used to play football against back in Tenafly, New Jersey. And before the show went on the air, we started to reminisce some of these things we didn't even know. It's nice to welcome Mr. Don Nelson, who has a brand new album on Mode, which is equally a brand new label, featuring some of the great jazz artists here on not only the West Coast, but the East. The title of the album is The Wind, and Don, nice to have you on the show.
And I'm delighted to be here, needless to say, Bob.
Mm-hmm. Played any football lately?
No, as a matter of fact.
I think we both collapsed.
I think you're right, and most of the fellows in our class would have probably collapsed, too.
That's true. Those are nice things to remember, but that's about where it stops. Don, I remember when we were kids back in New Jersey, you were playing with several local bands there. Of course, Don is Ozzie Nelson's brother, and his other brother is a dentist in Tenafly, isn't he?
Yeah, we pretty well cover the field.
All the professions.
Yes, that's right.
When did you start playing sax, Don?
Well, I started playing tenor about 14 or 15 years old, I guess. Mm-hmm. When I was in high school, I played with a couple of local bands. And we played the junior proms and the mm-hmm. dates around and some of the junior colleges. And in the summers of my junior and senior year, I went on the road with Ozzie and played with him. Of course, then I had to come back and go to school, which was kind of a drag, you know. But that's the way it goes.
But it was. Of course, there was a stint in the Navy we'll talk a little bit more about, and then out here to Southern California and Southern California University.
That's right.
And now you're singing with this first release on Mode. We'll fill in the details as we go along on the show, but now let's get started. With from this album, The Wind, Don Nelson singing It's You or No One.
It's you or no one for me. I know it's this each time we kiss. Now and forever, when forever's done, I know that you're the only one. Please don't say no to my please, 'cause if you do, then we're all through. Theirs is about you. My world's an empty world without you. It's you or no one for me. I know it's this each time we kiss. Now and forever, when forever's done, I know that you're the only one. Please don't say no to my please, 'cause if you do, then we're all through. There's this about you. My world's an empty world without you. It's you or no one for me. It's you or no one for me.
Our special guest, ladies and gentlemen, Don Nelson, singing from his new Mode album, The Wind, the Stanley Stein, Sammy Kahn favorite, It's You or No One. Well, Don, that was a real swinger.
Well, thank you very much, and I want to say that I was very ably accompanied there by Jimmy Rolls on piano, Leroy Vinegar, who is everybody's favorite bassist mm-hmm. these days, and Stan Levy on drums.
A lot of people have said to me, how can a bass player be individual? Listen to Leroy Vinegar. That's the answer.
Yeah, he sure swings.
He's one of the most individual bass players I've heard in a long time. What a tremendous sound.
Well, he gets a real good mm-hmm. sound, and of course he's got the wonderful steady beat.
Mm-hmm. His bass looks like it's gone through the Korean War, the Second World War, and the French Indian War.
He's always got in the shop, I know, patching it up, you know.
Band-aids all over.
Yeah.
Well, if that's what gets a sound, it's good enough for me.
Me too. Okay.
Don, when did you begin singing?
Well, actually, I've sung most of my life. Mm-hmm. I think that when they took me down for my first haircut, I was about 15 months old, they say I could be heard wailing all the way down, up and through the next town, you know.
It's hard to distinguish, as far as a definition is concerned, Don, between noise and music, they say.
Yes, that's right. But as a young fellow, a young boy, I did a lot of singing around the house and then...
The shower.
Yes, in the shower and the tub and so forth. And then later, as I was playing with the bands, I sang a little bit too, mostly in kind of jazz, and I never really took it seriously. It was just mostly fun, you know, to sing. And when I was in the service, I sang with a couple of the bands, but mostly I played, as I say, and just sang for kicks.
Well, this is a nice presentation that Mode has for you. We need more of these albums. Impressionistic.
Well, yeah, call Red Clyde and tell him.
Red's a real great guy.
He sure is, yeah.
So now let's feature you once again, Don, from the album on Mode, The Wind. And this is a very beautiful song. It's one that's been done by jazz performers, not only singing, but also instrumentally. Here we go now with Don Nelson and Gone with the Wind.
Gone with the wind, just like a leaf that is blown astray. Gone with the wind, my moment has flown away. Yesterday's kisses are still on my lips. I had a lifetime of heaven at my fingertips. Now all is gone. Gone is the rapture that thrilled my heart. Gone with the wind, the gladness that filled my heart. Just like a flame, love burned brightly, then became an empty smoke ring that is gone with the wind. That filled my heart. Gone with the wind, the gladness that stilled my heart. Just like a flame, love burned brightly, then became an empty smoke ring that is gone with the wind. Gone with the wind.
Don Nelson, ladies and gentlemen, from the Mode album The Wind and Gone with the Wind. That's a crazy lyre you're playing there.
Well, that's
lyre.
Well, it's called a recorder, actually, and it's a flute-like instrument, wooden. It's been played for many, many years. As a matter of fact, Bach wrote for it, and many of his Brandenburg concertos, I think, included originally recorder passages in them.
Sounds like an instrument of antiquity.
Yes, it has a very lovely, kind of dignified sound.
So we rock Bach.
Yeah, all right.
With Don Nelson and the Wind. The selection of songs, Don, on the album, which we'll go over for the folks, their own particular interests, so in case they're looking for a nice, listenable album in a jazz medium, they can pick it up at their local record store. Here's some of the tunes on the album. Nobody's Heart, that of course is the Rodgers and Hart standard. It Happened Once Before. Spring Can Really Hang You Up the Most. There'll Never Be Another You. Taking a Chance on Love. If You Ever Change Your Mind. The Wind, which is the title tune, I imagine. As Long as I Live, That's All. Say Two. And This Is Always. Some tunes that are not too well known, and that's nice to hear, because in this current realm of nothingness, as far as music is concerned, a lot of the good musicians have had to take standards and redo them. And we're running out of standards, but I see that you have some here that I'm sure a lot of the folks are not too familiar with.
Well, I hope so. What I hope about the tunes is that they might wear well. And
Well, I think they will. This is a nice selection. So we do some more music.
I'd love to.
All right, Don, and why don't you do the introduction on Nobody's Heart?
All right, this is one of my favorite ballads, and it's a beautiful thing, written by Rodgers and Hart, called Nobody's Heart.
Nobody's heart belongs to me, hi-ho, who cares? Nobody sings her songs to me, no one belongs to me. That's the least of my I may seem sad at times, and disinclined to play, but it's not so bad a time to go your Nobody's arms belong to me, no arms seem strong to me. I admire the moon as a moon, just a moon. Nobody's heart belongs to me today. I may seem sad at times and disinclined to play, but it's not so bad a time to go your own Nobody's arms belong to me, no arms seem strong to me. I admire the moon as a moon, just a moon. Nobody's heart belongs to me. Nobody's heart belongs to me. Nobody's heart belongs to me today.
A moody potpourri of music featuring Don Nelson from the album The Wind. The title of that song, Nobody's Heart, written by Rodgers and Hart. If you just joined us, this is Lieutenant Bob Osterberg for the United States Marine Corps Reserve and Regular Recruiting Services. We're here in Hollywood with our presentation to you of the magic of music. Don, this next song was written by Mack Gordon and Harry Warren. I'll relate to you an interesting incident. Our musical director on the television show out here in Hollywood is a fine composer in his own right, Mr. Walter Gross, made a statement the other day that Mack Gordon and Harry Warren never wrote a bad song.
Well, they wrote this one, and this isn't a bad song, I'll say that. And incidentally, Walter wrote a pretty fine tune there, too, tenderly.
No, that was written by Jack Lawrence.
It was.
Don, you're living here in Hollywood now, aren't you?
Yes, I am. I came out here about maybe 9 years ago, I guess. And originally to go to SC, I went there a couple of years, and I got offered for a very good job. So I decided to take the job and forget about the diploma. But the 2 years I got in college were very valuable.
Well, I mentioned they were. What are you doing besides singing?
Well, actually, my partner, Jay Somers, and I are writing for television. We have been for some years now. And
what kind of writing?
Well, situation comedy, and we write on the Ozzie and Harriet show, and and freelance on other shows, too.
Well, I guess between that and your music keeps you pretty busy.
Yes, it does. As a matter of fact, there's sort of a relationship between the two, so I don't think I'm particularly slumming in one field or another. We do what we can in both fields, you see.
All right, now let's listen to you once again singing from this Mode album, The Wind, the Mack Gordon, Harry Warren standard, There'll Never Be Another You. This is Don Nelson.
There will be many other nights like this, when I'll be standing here with someone new. There will be other songs to sing, another fall, another spring, but there will never be another you. There will be other lips that I may kiss, but they won't thrill me like yours used to do. Yes, I may dream a million dreams, but how can they come true when there will never, ever be another you? There will be many other nights like this, when I'll be standing here with someone new. There will be other songs to sing, another fall, another spring, but there will never be another you. There will be other lips that I may kiss, but they won't thrill me like yours used to do. Yes, I may dream a million dreams, but how can they come true when there will never, ever be another you, another you, another you,
I was wondering when you were going to fade out of the picture there.
Well, we got a little tired, so we decided to quit.
Don Nelson, ladies and gentlemen, from the Mode album, The Wind, There'll Never Be Another You. Don, this is something we'd like to ask our guests from time to time, and that's what made you decide to do an album such as this?
Well, inasmuch as I've always been a musician, I think that I always wanted to do something musical, and singing has always been one of my favorite things to do also. Mm-hmm. And Leroy and I did a little experimental album of our own, just using bass and voice and recorder. I played the recorder on it, and we took it to Red Clyde, and Red was actually very lovely and said that he'd like to do something, and we kind of took it from there, as a matter of fact.
And that was it, huh?
Yeah.
It's nice to fulfill a lifelong ambition,
it
isn't it?
It sure is. It's very nice.
All right, here we go now with the Vernon Duke standard, Taking a Chance on Love.
Those trumpets blow again, all aglow again, taking a chance on love. Here I slide again, about to take that ride again, starry-eyed again, taking a chance on love. I thought that love was a frame-up, I never would try. Now I've taken the game up, and the ace of hearts is high. things are mending now. I see a rainbow blending now. We're gonna have a happy ending now, taking a chance on love. Here I go again, I hear the trumpets blow again, all aglow again, taking a chance on love. Here I slide again, about to take that ride again, starry eye. Again, taking a chance on love. Thought that love was a frame-up, I never would try. Now I've taken the game up, and the ace of hearts is high. Things are mending now, I see a rainbow blending now. We're gonna have a happy ending now, taking a chance on love, our love. Taking a chance on love.
Don Nelson, ladies and gentlemen, his arrangement, Taking a Chance on Love. And a great one it is, starting off with the recorder. Don, I was wondering about something. I've noticed, observing jazz and the evolution of it through the years, taking more of the instruments that are peculiar to a symphony orchestra and using them in jazz. Now we've started with the antiquity. You using this recorder, which I guess is in the flute family. Do you think that's going to be more and more as we go along through the years?
Well, I don't know about the recorder because it has a great many limitations as far as adaptability to jazz is concerned. But in an orchestra, the sort of Finnegan Orchestra has used recorders. Mm-hmm. In fact, they did a thing called Azure Tay. Mm-hmm. And the melody, I believe, in the first strain was played by a recorder. But to my knowledge, this is the first time it's ever been used on a so-called jazz record and mm-hmm. played in a jazz way.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's interesting to note because you have the flute and the oboe and
I know.
The bassoon.
That's right. Mm-hmm. As a matter of fact, I heard a fellow playing bass clarinet, jazz on bass clarinet the other night, and I thought, gee, now, this is a sound that I like because it's got a big, mellow, round sound to it, you know.
Well, there are instruments that in themselves create a lot of feeling in classical and symphony types of music, and it's nice to see them being used in jazz.
I was going to say, I don't see any reason why they shouldn't be. You know?
I don't either. Don, good luck to you on this album, The Wind, and of course you're writing for the Ozzy and Harriet Show and many of the other programs. Come on back when you get another one, will you?
I sure would love to, Bob, and I wanted to say that it's very nice to be talking to you instead of throwing a block at you.
Don Nelson, ladies and gentlemen, our guest this week on The Magic of Music. And now it's time to say goodbye. The program is produced and directed by Sergeant Fred Bassett. Charlie Lowry was our recording engineer. Till next week, Lieutenant Bob Osterberg saying so long from Hollywood.
This is Dick Sinclair. Since it was created in 1949, the main objective of NATO, the North Atlantic Treaty Organization, has been the assurance of continued freedom for the nations which lie outside the Iron Curtain. The communist powers have realized how dangerous this objective can be to them because they have done everything they could to dissolve NATO or to cause a split among the member nations of this greatest peacetime alliance in the world's history. But despite the sabotaging efforts of the Soviet, the organization continues its vigilance, a vigilance which is the assurance to you that NATO is guarding your freedom.
Magic of Music has come to you through the worldwide facilities of the United States Armed Forces Radio and Television Service. ¶¶